CliffCentral.com. We have got to talk cryptocurrency, and to help us do that, none other than Sean Sanders. Revix allows you to effortlessly own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. Here to tell us more on this Wednesday morning is Sean Sanders, the co-founder of Revix. Hey, Sean, how are you doing, man?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you guys all doing this morning?
Good. Good, good, good. So, Sean, I'm just going to cut to the chase. Everybody wants to know, why can Bitcoin not move out of this $20,000 range? It goes up a little, down a little, up a little, down a little. We're not seeing any moves at the moment. Why is the market so stagnant in crypto?
Yeah, boring and crypto are not usually two words you hear in the same sentence, right?
No.
I'm
sure it's a relief to some people who are sick of the volatility, but I just think it is boring, right?
Yeah, I think the market has been a bit boring over the last while, which is a welcome relief, I suppose. This year has been a tough year if you've been in crypto.
Right.
The market's down in total roughly around 65-odd%. That's the entire cryptocurrency market cap. Yeah. And when you're looking at investing in the crypto market, I mean, it's always, and it's any market, right? It's about risk versus reward. Right now, you're seeing this really high correlation to the NASDAQ, right? So the NASDAQ's this U.S. index that is very tech heavy. So you've got all the big tech names, the likes of Microsoft, et cetera, that are included in that index. And it just seems to have emerged, right? When markets move down, there's the saying that correlations go to one, which means that everything seems to go down. And that seems to have happened here. And because cryptocurrencies act as, and this is a finance term, a high beta sort of asset class, which means that they sort of move more than traditional markets. You've just seen crypto move down more aggressively. So you are sitting at this $20,000 range. There's been a lot of talk and excitement around this Ethereum merge that's coming up. Coming back to what I mentioned a few moments ago, you've got to always look at that risk versus reward. The market's down 65%. Can it go down a little bit further? Of course. We are in very interesting times. Crypto has never lived through an inflationary period. Uh-oh. But if you start looking ahead now, 1 or 2 or 3 years, and you start looking at the opportunity here, so you've either got the scenario where inflation continues to roar out of control, which means that rands, dollars, pounds, they become worth a lot less, and then crypto sort of fulfills this real vision that it has of being this alternative currency that isn't as inflationary.
Yeah.
Or inflation starts coming down, economic stimulus is injected into the economies again at some point in time. And I mean, we all know how much the cryptocurrency market loves bond buying and quantitative easing. And that could then be the rocket fuel to push crypto back up. So, I mean, I think if you're entering this market right now, you need to be looking long term. And if you are entering right now, I wouldn't go and put a massive investment in. I would gradually enter this market week by week, month over month, over the next 6 to 7 months, really.
So people always ask you this, and it's probably an unfair question to me to ask you, because it's almost like asking for financial advice, which I know you're not allowed to give, but is this a good time to get in?
Well, I mean, if you had to see something at a department store that was, let's say, 65% off, I mean, you'd go, wow, that's a good deal. And that's sort of like what you can see in the crypto markets now. Now, I'm not saying, by the way, that, you know, you've got to look at the all-time high, because that's what we're doing when we say we are 65% off the all-time highs. I mean, that's just some random sort of dot. But if you do believe that this is an asset class that's not going away, you know, you're currently sitting with a market that's less than $1 trillion, right? Just all of the growth small cap stocks in the US are $20 trillion. Right. So, I mean, if this is an asset class that's going to grow and become comparable to gold or anything like that, I mean, there's a long way to go here.
Right. Okay. So you mentioned something about this Ethereum merge. Tell us what that is and how it might happen and what it's going to mean to people who have Ethereum and what it's going to mean to the underlying technology.
Yeah, so this is probably the biggest development that is ever going to occur. Well, not ever, I suppose, but certainly up until this point in time in the crypto world. So you've got Ethereum moving from proof of work to proof of stake. Proof of work is sort of what you would have seen in a documentary, or what you would have heard when talking to friends about mining. Yeah. So you would mine Bitcoin, you would mine Ethereum to validate transactions on its blockchain, right? Or the respective cryptocurrency's blockchain. Cool. And with Ethereum now, it's moving to proof of stake. Now, without getting into the specifics, there's a couple of benefits of this. Firstly, You know, you would have heard about the environmental impact that Bitcoin and Ethereum have, right? So there's a significant amount of energy that's required when you engage in proof of work validation. Now, when Ethereum moves over to proof of stake, you'll have a 99.95% reduction in the energy usage of the network. So, I mean, that is colossal, right? I mean, you've got a lot of investors, investment funds in particular, that are focusing on greener investments. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, you've got the second largest cryptocurrency in existence with a market cap of over $200 billion. That's all of a sudden a greener investment, certainly a greener alternative to Bitcoin. So that's the one big opportunity here. The second thing is people don't really talk about inflation rates all that much when sort of outside of the traditional monetary system. But gold has an inflation rate of roughly around 2%, right? So that's new gold being mined, being introduced into the economy.
Okay.
Bitcoin's got an inflation rate kind of similar, around about 2.1%. Ethereum historically has had an inflation rate of about 4%. This upgrade lowers that inflation rate to not just to zero, but potentially even to a negative, negative 0.2%, right? Which means that you actually have more Ether, the cryptocurrency of the Ethereum network, being removed every year. And if you think about sort of, you know, that compared to the traditional markets where you've got more money entering the system every year, that could then end up, you know, being a big positive for Ethereum prices. So in a nutshell, that's sort of what's happening with that merge. And that's on the 14th of September. So it's not far away now.
Yeah, that's really good news. A lot of people who had a problem with crypto were complaining about the energy costs associated with it. So that would be tremendous. Just that energy saving is something worth looking at. How are those things that you were talking about with the themes that you were going to launch? How are those coming along? And the new, by the way, the new Revix app. I can't believe we didn't start by talking about this. I downloaded your new app and it is terrific. We've been asking about this for ages. We should have said this right at the beginning, Sean. This is terrific. Well done on the app.
Thank you. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into that.
Amazing.
I think, you know, the reason we haven't actually announced it properly is that we've been going through testing with our various users. So, mm-hmm. Gareth, you're a user on the platform. You naturally got an email saying, listen, mm-hmm. this is out now. We haven't officially launched it to the public, but I mean, you can, of course, go to the App Store and download it. So please go ahead and do that. Try it out. Let us know if you've got any feedback. But I mean, you're dealing with people's money, right? So you've got to spend a considerable amount of time testing. And that's exactly what we did. So we spent literally the last 7 months testing this app. So I'm very happy about launching that. Unfortunately, with regards to the themes, it's not bad news, but we're not going to be launching them this side of the year. We're really hoping to get them out in 2022, but it seems that they're going to be pushed to early 2023. But we've got some very exciting investment opportunities that are going to be coming along with that thematic product launch. So within those themes, and these aren't cryptocurrency products, these are actually sort of more e-commerce traditional investment products. But if you're wanting to invest in, let's say, space exploration, mm-hmm. or genomics, or 5G technology, or medical cannabis, or AI. These are just some of the products that we're going to launch on the platform. And talking about of environmental concerns and, you know, sort of playing your part in that sense, we've also got a sustainability set of themes. So if you want to invest in, say, the circular economy, or clean energy, or clean water, these are all areas that we will offer on the platform. So, you know, stay tuned for that. Awesome. We're hoping early next year, but unfortunately, we somewhat reliant on regulators here to give us the green light before we can move ahead.
Just one quick thing from Congo Chris. He says, Sean, would now be a good time to get into the USD coin. What do you see happening with the dollar, especially because of all the inflation that we've got in the US at the moment? I mean, Biden has just offered to pay off a whole lot of student loan to the tune of some couple of $100 billion. That money doesn't come from nowhere. He's printing that money, which means that all the other money that's in the system is devalued by all of that extra money that he's printing. He's now pumped in trillions of dollars into the economy. Do you see the US dollar going up or down in the long or short term? And of course, again, this doesn't constitute financial advice, but Congo Chris wants to know what that means.
So I think you've always got to look at sort of relative to what, right? So if you're looking at the US dollar, what is that relative to? Yeah. The US dollar relative to the Rand every single day of the week, right? Get into the US dollar, USDC, USD coin that we offer on the platforms, essentially a one-for-one backed stable coin. So you can go and you can buy that. It's the same as buying dollars essentially. And then what I would recommend doing is, I mean, you can do this with Revix, is that you go and you put that into a savings vault. And essentially, that's a 24-hour access savings product. So you can go and you put money in there, just like a savings account with your bank, and you can earn 9.25% currently, right? Which is, you know, far higher than the South African inflation rate. And ultimately, then you're holding dollars instead of rands, and you are earning this really great interest. So that's, I mean, go over to our website, revix.com. You can learn more about that. We don't yet offer the savings product on our mobile app. That's actually launching in 2 weeks' time. So if you have the app, so apologies for that. Rather just head over to the desktop site. Mm-hmm. And then Gareth, you asked about the longer term outlook for the dollar. Yeah. I mean, that is probably the biggest question that everyone is asking at the moment, because where is the dollar going to go, right? There's so many questions just in terms of the US economy, this recent development with Biden writing off a tremendous amount of debt. I mean, we're in a weird position right now. Personally, I don't see the dollar strengthening that much more from where we are right now. It has been very strong. I mean, you're looking at euro parity right now. So you've got $1 equals 1 euro pretty much. We haven't seen that in a very, very long time. But having said that, I mean, the rand structurally depreciates every single year versus the dollar, right? I mean, our employment rate and unemployment rate, should I say, are higher inflation rates on average relative to the US means that our currency just structurally depreciates over the long term. So yeah, I definitely would be pro sort of buying dollars over rands.
All right. Sean, good to see you. Thank you very much for your time today. Must go along to Revix if you haven't already. Go to Revix Invest on all the social media handles. And for more information, you can actually go to the website, revix.com. It is the smart way to invest in crypto, and test out the app too. It's really cool. I've got it on my phone now and it's excellent. It's really, really user-friendly. It's terrific. I can't say enough good things about it. Thank you, Sean. Good to see you.
Great, guys. Thanks very much. Have a good rest of the day.
Cheers. Sean Saunders, revix.com. CliffCentral.com.